Ketchikan,
Kotzebue,
Dillingham,
Sitka,
Chugia,
Fairbanks,
Fort Yukon,
Wrangell,
Barrow,
Unalaska, Dutch Harbor,
Alaknarechmute.
This is AK on Alaska News Nightly. I'm Heather Orono. Today on AK, we head out in search of Alaska history. Yard sales are a great summer tradition in this state. Thrifty Alaskans scour neighborhoods for good deals on used kitchenware, baby clothes, and furniture. But when Wasilla resident Chuck Graham makes his weekend garage sale rounds, he's on the hunt for something different. Graham is after rare historical finds from early Alaskan life. AK's Annie Fite has the story.
Chuck Graham has a question he likes to ask at garage sales. It's a simple question, but it's been surprisingly lucrative over the years.
Don't have any old Alaskan stuff, do you?
On this day, at a small sale on the south side of Anchorage, the answer is...
Well, you walked right by it.
Did I? What did I miss?
Oh, I just have some vintage. These dolls.
Okay.
Not exactly what Chuck is looking for, but he has lots of examples of that question yielding something much better, like a day several years ago when he asked it of a woman holding a garage sale in Wasilla.
She said, well, if you'd been here a week ago, I just filled that dumpster up over there, and for a quarter, my grandson will get in there and hand you anything out you want. So I said, can I take a look? And I opened the dumpster up, and the first thing I saw was an old photo album from probably 1910.
Over the next 2 days, the woman's grandson handed Chuck rare book after rare book, along with several photo albums. The item Chuck is most excited about is called We Are Alaskans. It was used as a guest book in the 1940s by a couple who worked at a train station at Denali National Park. It's on display right now, along with many more of Chuck's finds, at the Alaska Heritage Museum at Wells Fargo in Anchorage. Taped into the front cover is a Robert Service poem that Chuck suspects was typed up by the poet himself.
Very good find, and this is just one of close to 55 rare books that I found, of which probably 20 to 25 of them were signed by the authors.
So what is it like for you to think about all the other things that are going into dumpsters that you aren't able to rescue? I mean, is that...
Well, it happens. I certainly wish people would be a little more careful because they're not only destroying Alaskan history, they're throwing very valuable things away. And this total collection here, the book, you couldn't even put a price on as far as that goes. The other books, came in at a little over $3,000 as far as the books, and the photos an additional couple of $1,000 in value based on people that had no interest in them other than that they were old. Now, what are they worth the national park or something like that? It's priceless.
Chuck Graham didn't become a yard sale enthusiast until he retired and moved to Alaska 7 years ago. He says the sales in his former home, North Carolina, weren't any good. But once he was in Alaska, friends convinced him to spend a weekend combing garage sales. From then on, he was hooked. Now he goes to yard sales every weekend with his wife, Cindy. He says he enjoys the hunt.
Well, it's fun to go. But eureka moments is what you have, and sometimes you don't even realize a eureka moment till you get home. And you go, wow, I just found that for a dollar?
To make the point, he holds out his hand to show me a ring with several diamonds that look too big to be real.
That's a 3.5-carat diamond ring. Paid $5 for it.
What?
Yeah. I told the lady that I thought that what she was selling was a real ring, and she assured me it's Zubik zirconium. I said, I don't think so, but she had a $10 price tag on it thrown in there. And I said, if you'll take $5 for it, I'll take a chance. I took a chance, and several weeks later, I went over and had a friend of mine, had him look at something else, and I just by chance pulled the ring out and said, check this, I don't think it's real. And he put his diamond detector on, he looked at me and said, Chuck, every one of them turned up real.
The ring has been appraised at $10,000. Many of Chuck's best finds have happened at yard sales, but he likes Craigslist too. About a year ago, Chuck came across a Sidney Lawrence painting for sale on Craigslist. He had always wanted one of the famous painter's Alaskan scenes, so he met the seller to check it out. He ended up buying two paintings from the man, one of a boat and a small unframed painting of a mountain that also looked like a Sidney Lawrence.
They turned out to be 100% legit. And the little oil is the earliest known Sidney Lawrence painting in Alaska. And if anyone doesn't agree with that, come take a look at it and prove me wrong. Yeah, because it is.
Back on the road, we're approaching our last yard sale for the day. So far, the morning's hunt hasn't turned up much, but this one looks promising.
Ooh, I think I'm going to like this one. This is going to be a good one.
I'm going to tell you why it's that big goose sitting up there. That's interesting.
The goose turns out to be a decoy, and Chuck doesn't seem interested. But as he tours the driveway, something else catches his eye.
Now, what do you got here? Is this for...
Well, that came out of a cabin.
Old cabin?
Squashed by snow loads. And
sure.
Most people don't even know what it is, you know.
It's an ice hook, isn't it?
Yeah.
Grab your ice.
They used to cut their ice and store it.
They did?
Yep.
You take 10 for it?
Sure.
Okay. I had to buy something.
Chuck says he'll display his new ice hook with some other historical pieces he has from early cabin life in Anchorage. His home is already rich with similar finds, but there's always room for just one more. For AK, I'm Annie Feit.